pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Our homeowner's policy is to be there when you need us, protecting your home and property with personal, professional service. As an independent agent, we'll find you the policy you can feel right at home with. Chances are your home is your most valuable possession. Protect it. So when the unpredictable happens, there's no question about your coverage.
Hello, is my piano covered?
When you own a home, it's always something. So we've got your back, your front, your sides, and your roof. Call us. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
That's why we're here for you. It's always something.
Sunday, it's NFL action from Music City as Jeff Fisher's Tennessee Titans play host to the Houston Texans in an AFC South matchup. This is Mark Champion of Westwood One. Join Mark Malone and me for the call from LP Field in Nashville as the Titans try for the lead in the division. And the Texans hope to prove they're in tune for a run of their own. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Texans Titans followed by Saints Broncos and Cowboys Packers Sunday on ESPN Radio.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies will develop during the day today with high temperatures of around 83 degrees. Winds will also stay to the south from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low back to 53. Then we'll head back to 83 with partly sunny skies Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, can I see your college picks for the week? Because, again, there's a possibility that my college lock of the year is coming up. Uh-oh, it is not coming up. It is not coming up because I've just looked at your sheet, and Daddy has selected it. Daddy has selected it as one of his college games. I don't know if I can, you know... That's just bad karma.
And we haven't talked. I mean, we have not
talked. No, we have not talked at all, and you're not even sure which one of the three it is. But Daddy has picked three college and three NFL games. I like you. I like you a lot. Sweet. Cool. How you been doing so far this year?
I think we're about two above 500. Okay. I think something right in there. So eight out of 14 total.
Yeah, eight and six.
Yeah, 571 percentage.
Ryder Cup's on. College football's been on every night since Wednesday. Package for the NFL, package for Major League Baseball. We're heading into the next to last big weekend. There's too much to watch on one TV. There's
no,
too much to watch on two TVs.
I'm really hungry for chicken wings, but we don't like the same kind. Well, we can go to Chicken Coop where we can get the kind we like.
It's the best place to watch sports in town and enjoy your favorite meal and beverage. They have everything from wings to pizza to burgers to ribs to steak, salads, appetizers. If you can't find what you want on the menu at the Chicken Coop, then you're in the wrong state, people.
Ribs, chicken tender hoagies, several sandwiches for you to choose from. Try the Reuben.
Don't forget, they have great lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. And, of course, one of our favorites, the chicken tender hoagie. Put a little melted pepper jack on there. Crispy chicken top bacon piled high on top of a hoagie bun. You can top it with one of the wing flavors for an incredible taste delight. Wing flavors include the always popular jack, spicy barbecue, jalapeno garlic. You can try medium, hot, buck nasty, hot, honey Dijon. Oh, they're all so good. Don't forget, you can catch them all, whether it's college, whether it's pro. If the game's on, it's on at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. You know, outside of the football and a little volleyball, kind of a quiet couple days around the state of Nebraska for really any sporting activities. It's not something coming off the radar like we saw last week and the week before. About the only thing was Nebraska volleyball not playing a couple of kids, suspending them, a couple of sophomore starters. Now number two Nebraska hosts number three Texas. I heard possibly there might be some ticket scalping going on.
Unbelievable.
Good thing the football has the weekend off so the same employees can go hang around the Coliseum. That should be a great match. The game is on Nebraska Educational Television. If you can't watch it, it will be aired live on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. One other note before Lance Sorrell is going to join us here in just a couple of seconds as Derek's getting him hooked up. Daddy, it looks like racing is going to continue, horse racing in Lincoln, and they're going to build a new facility. The university is going to get their way, and maybe the folks in horse racing will get their way. State lawmakers were told yesterday the move is needed to keep the sport alive in Nebraska. State Fair Park in Lincoln will be moving to the east edge of town.
84th and Havelock.
Not good for us, good for Omaha, I guess. Is it? Will they get the Omaha crowd to live racing? I don't think so. I think they're still going to go to Horseman's. They are going to have to build a facility that can rival Horseman's, what they do at Horseman's Park. That's what they're going to have to do.
Well, I think what sets apart Horseman's Park, obviously, is just the amount of the 4 days of live racing, which they do, which they're going to have an extended meet, much like Grand Island's meet. So the people that are into horse racing, I think that you're going to be, I think you're going to get some traffic from Omaha to come down and go to the live races. But it's going to have to be a marketed package, and they're still looking for several of the $50 million in which they say it's going to take to build this track.
See, an extended meet takes me right into a Troutman's ad, but we're going to talk about their great deals coming up a little bit later on. The old track stays numbered, of course, because the state fair is moving from Lincoln to Grand Island. I guess permanently now, huh? The move will make way for the University of Nebraska to turn the Century Hill Fairgrounds into a research park. Ooh, swings and teeter-totters. Plans for the new track and other horse facilities near Lancaster Events Center on the east edge of Lincoln are preliminary, and they are not solid with the cost estimate, but officials say the track and other facilities could be up and running by 2012 at a cost of about $50 million. And, of course, we had Dave Anderson on earlier this summer, and he kind of gave us a little foreshadowing on this. So, good for horse racing to keep it going. It'll be interesting to see if it works. And again, that's still 4 years away.
Yeah, of course, if you do make it down there, you can stop for supper at the original Misty's, 64th and Havelock. Perfect, just right there on Havelock. I thought of that immediately.
Because that's pretty close.
Well, 84th and Havelock and 64th and Havelock, you're going to be on Havelock, you're going to drive right past the old Misty's. Perfect.
Well, if you're at Havelock, you will drive right past Misty's. That's right.
And I like Misty's. One of my favorite places to eat.
Wow, he's keeping her right on track there. Update from the Ryder Cup. Phil Mickelson, Anthony Kim have their match with Carlson and Harrington. Justin Leonard and Hunter Mahan, after a struggling start, beat Stenson and Casey by a score of 3-2. All square with two to play. Sink and Campbell of the United States, Rose and Poulter of the Europeans, and Sink and Campbell would have been down in that match most of the day. All square with two to play. And in the final match, Kenny Perry, Jim Furyk, two up, three to play against Westwood and Garcia. Is Furyk going out this afternoon? He wasn't going out, was he?
He wasn't up there, huh?
He's not going out. I find that kind of astonishing. I figured Mickelson and Furyk and Perry would be going out this afternoon. I don't think Kenny Perry's going out either, is he? J.B. Holmes and Boo Weekly are going out in the last match of the day. So only one player on either team, Oliver Wilson of the Europeans, will not play today. And that's what's going on. Again, the United States right now looks like they're going to be up 2.5 to 1.5. And then this match that's all square with Poulter taking on Sink and Campbell. Poulter and Rose will kind of determine they're all square right now. So good start in this up-and-down day for the Americans.
Amazing start. I think that it's simply amazing start.
Hey, Tony, there's a new big man on campus at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. He's wearing 2-3 for the red and white.
Yeah, something I don't think a lot of people expected out of Lance, especially here in central Nebraska in his redshirt freshman year. But Lance Durrell joins us. Lance, how big of a man are you on campus?
I'm still only 195 pounds, so I ain't that big a man. But
Lance Durrell, huge game for him Saturday in his first significant action for New Mexico State. And, of course, for those that aren't familiar with Lance, just one of the young men that and athletes, I guess, so whether it's a guy or gal that we've been able to cover at the high school level, comes out of Loomis, decides to walk on at Nebraska, redshirts last year, and we noticed him in the spring game. Coach talked about him a little bit when we talked to him at Big 12 Media Days, and then second on the team in tackles this past Saturday against New Mexico State. That's a lot in just about 8 months' worth of time here, Lance. So what was it like seeing your first significant playing time on Saturday night?
It was awesome. You know, I don't think it's really sunk in yet, you know, how fun that was on Saturday night. But, you know, you got to keep working hard. You know, you can't let this, you know, the one game, you know, define your career, you know, so you just got to almost kind of put it behind you, you know, and move on, so.
Lance, I guess what part of the season, and I guess maybe sometime in spring ball with Coach Pelini, or maybe even in the fall ball, when did you realize, hey, I got a chance to get on the field and see minutes like I saw on Saturday?
You know, in spring ball, you know, throughout spring practice, I had quite a few, like, you know, interceptions, you know, during the practices of spring ball, you know, and during that spring game, I was able to, you know, get in, you know, make some tackles and stuff, you know, and I could feel, you know, I was having fun and I was kind of keeping up with them guys. So I think it was in the spring, you know, I felt, you know, pretty confident that I could, you know, come in and play, so.
Lance Sorrell joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, freshman redshirt out of Nebraska from Loomis. And Lance, you rolled the dice coming out of high school. You had many opportunities to decide what you wanted to do, football or any sport. And walk-ons weren't necessarily welcomed with open arms under Bill Callahan. Take us through the choice to walk on at Nebraska at that time.
You know, it was a big chance, you know, walking on in Nebraska. But, you know, I think even if I, you know, when I first came here, you know, they told me that I'd probably, you know, if anything, I'd, you know, maybe see special teams as a fifth-year senior, you know. So that kind of motivated me, you know, to get the ball, you know, to get in gear, you know, and get going. But even if I would have just, you know, been stuck in special teams, you know, for my whole career, I think it still would have been worth it, you know, just playing at this program, you know, with such great tradition, and, you know, it's just awesome down here.
Lance, I guess everybody wants to know the differences in the defensive philosophy a year ago to this year, and luckily enough for you, you were only in that, you know, that defense has struggled 1 year. But what's the major difference you see in what Coach Pelini's been able to do?
The effort level, I think. You know, Coach, every day Coach, you know, harps on, you know, playing, you know, with all your heart, you know, giving it everything you got, every down, even in every practice, you know. So, and when you're practicing that, you know, that crazy, you know, it carries on into the games on Saturday. So I think the effort level is the biggest change.
Lance, you got a bye week here, and let's face it, one of the reasons you saw some significant playing time was Anthony West was down with an injury, and you were able to step up. What's it looking like for next week against Virginia Tech and maybe the rest of the season, because you made a pretty good first impression?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how the coaches are going to, you know, shuffle us around, you know, for the upcoming games, but, you know, I think Saturday was a good, you know, I made a good appearance, you know, and they know that I can get in there and play, so, you know, if someone would happen to go down, you know, I could always step in. So, you know, I think they, you know, they feel confident and put me in there at least, you know, with my game on Saturday. So,
Lance, are you a natural fit at the safety position, or what is your number one position for the next three years with the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Yeah, I think I'm more of a safety. You know, I don't know, at the cornerback position, I don't know if I'm, you know, quick enough and fast enough to keep up with them guys, but, you know, the safety, you know, I like kind of, you know, being back and, you know, able to read the play out, you know, and then go make a play.
Lance Sorrell joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lance, how much crap have you caught about playing eight-man football? Because obviously, talking to players that have played eight-man football and went to Nebraska, some of the big city kids don't even know that exists on the team. Have you caught any crap about that?
Yeah, actually, I've caught in quite a bit. You know, about, I think about 25% of the players on our own team didn't even know I played eight-man. You know, I've had a bunch of guys come up to me in the locker room and ask, man, you played eight-man? You know, so I've caught in some crap, yeah, throughout this week.
Lance, I think a lot of people look back at the one play, maybe on 3rd and 22, you wish you had back. You got flagged for an interference call.
Always got to focus on the negative, don't
Not,
you, Tony? Always got to focus on the negative.
I knew you'd bring it out.
I think that was an aggressive play. A lot of people didn't think it was a flag, especially Nebraska fans out there. Now, Hal Mummy was pretty sure it was, but just your thoughts on what happened on that play.
You know, as a defensive player, you know, you never commit pass interference, you know, so that was the wrong call there. But, you know, right before that play, I even told myself, you know, that it's 3rd and long, you know, so just, you know, so if it is a shorter play, just make the play, you know, and we'll get off the field. But I don't know, when I saw that ball floating out there, my instincts took over and I, you know, just got a little too aggressive on that play. But I don't know, I guess today we're watching the film, so I guess we'll see how close it was. And probably get reamed on that one.
Rask offensive back Lance Thorell from Loomis joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lance, Coach Pelini really had some good words of praise for you in his post-game press conference. And then you get the experience of the tunnel walk. You're a Nebraska boy. How long did it take you to get your emotions in check, or has that happened yet?
You know, I didn't sleep that whole week because I was worried about playing on Saturday, you know, but then after the game I thought, well, maybe tonight will be the night that I settle down and sleep, but I was so hyped up from the game that I didn't get to sleep that night, so I'm still catching up on sleep from last week. It hasn't really sunken in, I don't think, how, you know, just how awesome that was on Saturday.
Well, Lance, obviously, I think a lot of people out there, you've got a lot of spread formation teams left up on the schedule. You look down the list, of course, Missouri, Kansas, Texas Tech, the list goes on. Obviously, those are the type of teams in which you would probably see your most likely action, is it not?
Yeah, you know, as the schedule goes on, you know, these teams are, you know, they're all going to spread it out and, you know, throw it on us, so... You know, so every week I gotta prepare. You know, like last week, I guess. You know, get ready for the game. You know, because you know there is going to be a lot of passing teams, and we're probably going to be using a lot of dime package.
Where does Lance Thorell still have the most improvement to make, just in maybe the next few ball games here? Not big picture, but just in the next couple, three ball games.
I'd say you know just I don't know. Settling down, you know, when I get out there and, you know, just playing confident, you know, and knowing that I can do it, you know, I think it'd be the biggest thing.
I think confidence is a big part of the game. And somebody that's very confident in your abilities has always been Brian Ragland. Did he influence you the most growing up in Loomis?
Wow.
he had a big influence on me. Every, you know, at Christmas at Grandpa Fritz's house, he'd choose me on the basketball court. He never passed much, but I always got to be on his team at least.
I heard he always stole your fish, too, because that's how he became such a great fisherman.
Yeah, he did that. Well, yeah, if he went fishing with us, he'd catch a lot more than he does.
So. Well, Lance, outstanding. I guess the first thing, before we let you go here, you kind of remind me, we've had a chance to talk to Todd Peterson, another area kid out of Grand Island Central Catholic, a lot. He got his chance early on and has made it pay off, and hopefully the same will go for you. Who's kind of mentoring you teammate-wise right now? Who are you hanging out with? Who's giving you advice as far as a teammate perspective?
Well, going back from like last year, you know, Ben Eisenhart was a big influence on me. He, you know, he kind of took me under his wing, and he was from Eight Man Country, so he knew what I was going through. So he helped out a bunch. But right now on the team, everyone's you know helping me out, to be honest. But I'd say the biggest one would probably be Todd Peterson. Actually, you know, I've been able to talk to him for a while, and he lets me know different things that helped me out throughout practice and stuff. So he's been a lot of help for me too.
Loomis plays Shelton this week. Are they going to get off to Schneid?
What's that?
I said Loomis plays Shelton this week. The hometown Wolves going to get in that W column for you?
I hope so. It's been a while for them. They need to get one under their belt and get some confidence back.
And there's no truth to the rumor that Dennis Reese said since it's a bye week, could you slide on home?
It's possible. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see how the rest of this week of practice lays out.
Thanks so much, Lance. Great to catch up with you. Best of luck, and keep the confidence rolling.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet, Lance. Lance Thorell, a great interview. Lance, a good kid, and had a pleasure to watch him. And just another one of those great kids we've had a chance to see through high school and go on and now hopefully continue to make a name for himself in college. I know it's just one game, but boy, it doesn't matter what level or where you're from, you just don't get to see that kind of action as a freshman or a redshirt freshman. And Lance not only went in but did a lot of great things. And, of course, as we mentioned early on in the week, Coach Bo Pelini with high praise for Lance and the job he did.
Well, rightfully so. I think you get in there. And I would venture to guess you go back into the, you know, start a fall ball and you say, Lance, you're going to get on the field this year. And I think Lance was confident he would on special teams. But to see action like that, I would assume that no, you know, I'm probably a year or two away yet. But great for him, a good job climbing up that depth chart and getting on the field and showing what he can do.
Things you can do during the bye week, Nebraska did yesterday. They had a 30-minute scrimmage at the end of practice and really used a lot of the kids that haven't, you know, a lot of young kids that haven't seen some playing time. And That, I think, got everybody fired up as they go into a little break this weekend. They get into game prep on Sunday for Virginia Tech. So, and Coach Pelini was pretty happy. Jordan Makovica, no surprise that he would be working hard and doing a good job. And Kerry Cooper.
Bo Davis also catching a pass in the wide receiver position. So, going to have a little fun. And those players have been beat up for the last month and a half by those first stringers.
God, Bo Davis catching a pass. What if he got hit? I mean, you put two Bo Davises together, you can eat a lot of Chinese food. That's all I'm saying. You put them together, you got two Bos, you're going, hey, let me get that rice. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to take a break and Daddy's NFL and college selections for the weekend. And don't forget, we're still going to do Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. But up next, Daddy's Weekend Selections.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, break your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey guys, now you can understand what it's like to get excited about a Kohl's sale, because now there's one just for you. Kohl's Men's Wardrobe Sale, September 4th through the 20th. You'll find great savings on everything you need to look your best, like the new Lee Comfort Fit Pant, only at Kohl's, and just $24.99. Invisible flex waistband and fabric make it the most comfortable pant you'll ever wear. Pretty soon, the word sale will get you excited too. Kohl's Men's Wardrobe Sale, going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
If a stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events, SalonPause can help. SalonPause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with SalonPause. Available at major drug stores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
SalonPass. SalonPass. Be more active.
Moonlight Custom Screen Print and Embroidery are currently searching for a full-time graphic artist. If you are self-motivated and detail-oriented, experienced in Illustrator and CorelDRAW, and would enjoy working for a locally owned and operated company who offers paid holidays and vacation, call 308-237-0397 or stop by and apply today at Moonlight Printing, 1925 Avenue A in Kearney. Also looking for a part-time, possibly full-time person experienced in embroidery or screen printing. Moonlight Custom Printing and Embroidery, now hiring.
When you walk to the kitchen sink and turn on the faucet for a glass of water, you pretty much take it for granted that you get a glass of water. But what happens if you don't? If you live outside the city limits, you call Peerless Pump. Peerless Pump, a licensed drilling contractor since 1960, can tackle your pump and well problems. And if you're planning on building, they can get you started as well. No pun intended. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, North Highway 10 in Kearney, or East Highway 23 in Loomis.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies will develop during the day today with high temperatures of around 83 degrees. Winds will also stay to the south from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low back to 53. Then we'll head back to 83 with partly sunny skies Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ryder Cup going on. U.S. up 1.5 to 1/2 with two matches still going on. One's about ready to finish up, I think, in the U.S.'s favorite. Oh, hello! And, wow, can't wait. Daddy's college and NFL picks coming up in just a moment, but a lot of tailgating going on this weekend.
Kearney, Hastings, both in town, both want to get some meat for your tailgate. Troutman's Quality Meats, the girl's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone, the big front steer is waiting for you out front. Fresh sausages, they're made today, people. Jalapeno brats, andouille as well. You cannot buy fresher sausages. We don't know how many times we've got to say it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Snack sticks as well. Maybe you're making that final trek to the lake. Ground beef, chuck patties for the grill at the campground. That's fine. You know what? They'll vacuum pack all your meat as well. Throw it right in the cooler. Try Troutman's Own Hickory Smoked Bacon with maple sugar and brown sugar. It's fresh, people. You get either regular bacon or pepper bacon. All the beer and wine to go with it. Wine's arriving daily. USD Choice Steaks, aged to perfection. Every kind of seasoning you could ever want. It's Troutman's Quality Meats. Tailgating headquarters is where it's at. Across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. to greet you.
Whether it's simple with hot dogs or brats, or you just want to get some steak, it's all right there. Can't wait. And I got some more bacon I got to finish up. It's time now for Daddy's NFL and college selections. But first, how'd that game go last night, Derek?
I think Colorado pulled that one out.
How'd we pick that? Who picked who in that game?
I think Doug had Colorado and Daddy had West Virginia.
Fair enough. They win some, lose some.
See, that's what the listeners want to hear as we hear your weekly picks.
4-1 a week ago. I start off Notre Dame at Michigan State. Michigan State, 8.5-point favorite, depending on where you shop. You know what? I did not like the money going as this line opened at 7. Obviously, people betting Michigan State. Irish got 6 turnovers from Michigan. The Leprechauns, they had only 14 first downs. Last year, the Spartans held the Irish to 9 first downs. I think this one could be a lopsided game, and I think Michigan State is on the winning end of this. I lay the 8.5 points and take the Michigan State Spartans. Big game in the SEC, Florida at Tennessee. The Gators, only 17 first downs and 89 rushing yards versus Miami of Florida. Oh, Tennessee's only allowing 68.5 rushing yards a game. This should be a brawl. But the Volunteers, 8-3 in recent games against the spread, 6-1 at home, 4-0 as a home underdog. I'm going to gobble up those 7.5 points and take Tennessee at home. Utah, -9 at Air Force. You know what? We were on Air Force last week, got a win. Air Force, 52 points against the spread at home last year, and they're on a 9-1 spread run. The dog in this series, 10-1. The only loss, I believe, was in 06 when somebody kicked a last-second field goal to break that spread by 1. I'm going to gobble up 9 points, and I'm going to take Air Force. Those are my 3 college selections.
Michigan State,
Tennessee.
Air Force, and Tennessee.
There you go. As I head to the NFL, Arizona at Washington. One of my favorite things in the NFL is to get a team from the West Coast and play an early game on the East Coast. I've got it here with Arizona flying in. You know what? Washington kind of got a spark last week with 2 late touchdowns. I'm going to lay 3 points and take the Washington Redskins. I focus my attention. Kansas City at Atlanta. You're right, Douglas.
Really?
Ugly, ugly game. But you know what? You said you cannot believe Atlanta's favored by 5.5 points. Kansas City, 5-14 on the road against the spread. Tyler Thigpen, who is this you speak of? I'm going to lay those 5.5 points and take the Atlanta Falcons. I like Arthur Blank, and I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons. Carolina at Minnesota. Steve Smith's back, and his little anger management problem is too. I like that for Carolina. Along with Rice and Berrien being questionable, Carolina 14-6 against the spread as a September dog. I'm going to take those 3.5 points. My NFL selections are Washington, are Atlanta, and are Carolina Panthers.
So you like Minnesota maybe to start 0-3 with Gus Frero?
No, I'm not saying that I'd like them to start 0-3. I just like the 3.5 points.
So maybe a close game for you. All right. And just for the folks out there that were listening, the game that I almost considered making my lock of the year, which you did select, is Michigan State. But since you picked him, I can't. So that's like a new rule. That's like a rule. So I like Michigan State. Notre Dame got all those points last week at home off turnovers. Ugh. Michigan State's at home. Notre Dame's not good. Michigan State. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But as we do go to break, it's time to get you qualified for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. If you have not already went up against us in the early portion of this season, you are eligible at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. The first caller that can tell us Derek's favorite NFL team gets to go. Who's Derek's favorite NFL team? Our producer, that's Derek.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is...
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hey! All you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now! Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Fall is a great time of year to work in the yard, and you can do your lawn a world of good by giving it the nutrients it needs to stay healthy this winter. Hi, I'm Matt from Builders. Join me this Saturday at 11 for a lawn winterizing workshop with step-by-step instructions to give your lawn a head start next spring. Plus, you won't want to miss our fall cleanup sale on everything you need to give your yard a good cleaning before the snow flies. Come in this weekend and let us show you why we say Builders does lawn care best.
Builders does it best.
Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies will develop during the day today with high temperatures of around 83 degrees. Winds will also stay to the south from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low back to 53. Then we'll head back to 83 with partly sunny skies Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 66.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ryder Cup update. The Americans have just taken another point, but we have had two drastic changes in our two matches here. Ian Poulter misses a very short putt to have the 18th. And so Sink and Campbell win it. And then Kenny Perry and Jim Furyk are unable to finish things off there on the 17th. And now Kenny Perry drives it in the water on 18, so it might be down to a half a point. Right now it looks like it'll be 3-1, though, America, through the morning matches. Time for our Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Already the winner of a $25 gift card is Jeff in Kearney. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of this Ryder Cup? Are you into it?
Well, I don't think the listeners appreciate the show prep you guys do during the break. I got to listen to that, and I enjoyed it.
There you go. Well, let's get right after it, Jeff. Let's do some college football. Let's start with one of the biggest games of the weekend. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio, LSU at Auburn. Who you got?
I'm going Tigers, the of Auburn.
Well, see, if you go Tigers, you got them both. But, yes, Auburn. Yeah. Daddy, I am picking Auburn. There's a reason they only scored 3 points last week.
You know what? I will take LSU.
The defending national champs, it's time to lose.
There's a reason I win every week, too.
Virginia
I'll
Tech.
I'll take LSU.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Virginia Tech. Who'd you have last night? Virginia Tech at North Carolina. Daddy, who you got?
I'm going to take Virginia Tech.
I am taking Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
It's a clean sweep for the Hokies, even though North Carolina favored. Iowa at Pittsburgh. I am taking Iowa. Jeff, who you got?
Pittsburgh.
Daddy?
I will take the Fighting Petersons.
Wake Forest is at Florida State. Jeff, who you got?
We're going to go Wake Forest.
Daddy?
I'm going to take Bobby Bowden.
See, I'm having a tough time picking this game because I want to set up for Colorado. I think Wake Forest wins this game. I really do. So I'm going to take Wake Forest. What the heck? Notre Dame at Michigan State. Daddy and I have already given our opinions. Michigan State for both of us. Jeff, who you got?
Michigan State.
Ball State at Indiana. Indiana about a 3-point favorite. Daddy, who you got?
I've got Indiana at home.
I am taking Ball State. This is about the time. This is one of those young teams. I'm taking Ball State. Who you got, Jeff?
Indiana.
Miami of Florida at Texas A&M. That starts our coverage of college football tomorrow afternoon. Daddy, who you got? Miami favored by about four.
This is one of those the spread makes no sense. A&M's been devastated with injuries. They didn't return starters. I'm going to take them at College Station. The spread makes no sense. I think they win this football game.
I want A&M to win, but I take Miami of Florida. Jeff, who you got?
I'm going Miami.
Florida at Tennessee. Jeff, who's your pick?
Tennessee.
Daddy?
You know what? I picked Tennessee as one of my selections, plus the 7.5 points, but I think Florida wins the game.
If Tennessee stays within the spread, they win. I think Florida's going to win the game, but I love Rocky Top, so I'm taking Tennessee. Georgia at Arizona State, I'm taking Georgia. Daddy?
I'm taking Georgia as well.
Jeff?
I want Arizona State.
Arizona State to pull the shocker here. And our final pick, Arizona at UCLA. Daddy, who you got?
I've got the Bruins at home. I think Neuheisel's doing some good things there.
Yeah, 59-0 BYU. I'm taking Arizona. Jeff, who you got?
UCLA.
And since there's no Nebraska game for the total points for the tiebreakers, that's right, the Fighting Turner Gills at Missouri. Total points in that game, Buffalo at Missouri. Jeff, who you got? Or not who you got, what's the points?
I'm going to go with 65.
This is going to be very close because I have written down 67.
I have wrote down 70.
So those are the picks. Jeff, $25 gift card to Johnny Casinos. Best of luck, man.
Thank you. How about those Royals?
They're going to make it 12 in a row by the time we're all done, right?
Absolutely.
Jeff, thanks so much. Take care.
All right.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of another program, does it not?
It does.
Should we get out of here?
Let's do it.
Do we have anything else you want to talk about, Danny? I mean, I think we touched them all. It looks like the United States will be up 3-1, barring any miracles here, finishing up the morning foursomes. They'll start again here in just a few minutes. They're just waiting, basically, for this to wrap up. Phil Mickelson and Anthony Kim will take on Patrick Harrington and Graham McDowell. Steve Stricker and Ben Curtis will play Ian Poulter and Justin Rose. Justin Leonard and Hunter Mahan will take on Sergio Garcia and Miguel Angel Jimenez. And then the rookies, J.B. Holmes and Boo Weekly, will take on Lee Westwood and Soren Hansen. I'm looking for them to sneak on a six-pack.
Doug, if I can mention something, Fordham at Columbia, those are two of the three teams that are in New York City. They play for the Liberty Cup, which honors those killed in the September 11th attacks. That goes on 11:30 is go time for that game tomorrow. Just a side note.
Coming up on Monday, Alex Gordon of the Royals, and then our weekly talk with Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz, football coaches at Hastings College and UNK. Have a great weekend, and go USA.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!